For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank. A federal judge has ordered the state of Tennessee to temporarily halt its takeover of the Memphis Shelby County Schools District. On Wednesday, U.S. District Judge Waverly D. Crenshaw Jr. said officials must maintain the status quo until a court hearing can determine whether the 9-member oversight board created by the state legislature is constitutional. The legal question surrounds the home rule doctrine, that is, whether the state can pass laws narrowly affecting a single jurisdiction without the consent of voters in that district. In May, Republican lawmakers created a list of conditions that could trigger school district takeover statewide, but the totality of those conditions make MSCS the only district where that could occur. The law transfers the power of the elected school board to a group of political appointees for at least 4 years. The temporary restraining order is for 14 days, but could be extended. A hearing in the case is scheduled for later in July. The state of Mississippi is siding with Elon Musk's SpaceX in a court case over air pollution emitted by the company's natural gas turbines in South Haven. In an amicus brief, the state claims that shutting down the unpermitted turbines would harm the economy and, quote, override the state's sovereign authority. The plaintiffs in the case, the NAACP, are asking a federal judge to shut down the turbines, which supply power to the SpaceX data center. This suit has raised additional legal questions over whether a private company can pollute a community if it is in the best interests of a state or the federal government. Memphis Police Chief C.J. Davis has been dropped as a defendant in the major civil rights lawsuit over the 2023 beating death of Tyre Nichols by Memphis police. It comes after delays over whether Davis was protected from being personally sued under the doctrine of qualified immunity. With Davis off the case, the more than 3-year-old suit could now get moving again. Going into the 4th of July weekend, the National Weather Service has issued an extreme heat warning for the Mid-South from noon to 8 p.m. today, with heat index values above 110 degrees. Those highs will continue into the weekend, with heat index values between 105 and 109 degrees on Saturday. This is 91.1. More news at WKNOFM.org and on the WKNO app.